there, you know, where I had my bag, I switched it off somehow. Mm-hmm. Okay, just to get started, if you don't care, just state your name.
I'm Bethel Terry.
Okay, and what year did you graduate?
1940.
Okay. Now, Bethel, did you live over at the settlement school?
No, I did not.
Okay, where did you grow up?
Over in Jones Fork.
Over in Jones Fork.
Uh-huh.
So how did you get to school every day?
Drove the school bus.
Yeah, school bus. Okay. Because mm-hmm. I know there's some people that was kind of, mm-hmm. right before that time, there probably weren't many school buses around.
Well, that's true, but.
Yeah.
That's how I came.
Okay. Now, how many years were you, did you go up to Hyman?
I went twice, 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Now, how did you hear about the settlement school or?
Well, I knew about it ever since I was, as far back as I could remember, I knew about the school.
Mm-hmm. Well, did other people in your family go? Or?
Well, no, I was the oldest one in my family. Of course, the neighbors went, and my other people around knew went to school there, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew about it all the time.
Yeah. Did, pull up my question here. See. Now, the 2 years that you were up there, mm-hmm. what classes do you remember that kind of stick out in your head, maybe your favorite ones or just?
Well, of course, I had English and I had history, mm-hmm. early progress history under E.K. Smith. Mm-hmm. I had science, senior science under Burnham Maggard. That was in 1940 now, mm-hmm. year I graduated. And of course I had manual training under Jethro Amberge. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I had the usual classes. Mm-hmm.
What was the manual training class like with Jethro?
Well, I liked it very much. It was it was something that you could make. You could made some furniture mm-hmm. in the class, and it was different, of course, than just ordinary class, and I enjoyed it.
What sort of things did he teach you all to make in there?
Well, he taught us to make, lamps, for instance, was one thing, a table, mm-hmm. things of that nature, you know, something wasn't really too complicated, but we got along with it.
Do you think that was a pretty useful class?
Well, I think so, sure. Mm-hmm. I think it was, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I know that's what Drayton Pratt was telling me mm-hmm. that was one of his favorites too.
Oh yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Who were you mentioned E.K. Smith and Jethro Amberge. Who were some other teachers that stick out in your mind that you enjoyed?
Well, there's Betty Combs. Mm-hmm. Well, she was an English teacher. Pearl Combs was math. Teacher, principal, Professor Smith. Mm-hmm. He stuck out of my mind.
What was he like?
Well, he was certainly strict, mm-hmm. and everybody knew him, mm-hmm. and everybody dreaded him. Everybody, when he said something, everybody listened. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy it.
Yeah. I guess he had to be like that.
He had to be that way. He knew what he was doing, and he was good.
Mm-hmm. What about, did you know Miss Watts very well? Or?
No, not very well. I knew her when I saw her. Mm-hmm. But I really didn't know anything about Miss Watts.
Mm-hmm. Did you have Miss Cobb for any classes?
No, I didn't have her for a class. I remember her being there. Yeah, but just, I remember she was a French teacher, mm-hmm. and I didn't have Ms. Cobb, but there's Ms. Standish there, too. Mm-hmm. I think she taught, best I remember, she taught some history and maybe science. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right.
But you know, that's been quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't exactly remember.
No, I think you're right, because somebody else mentioned mm-hmm. her too.
Yeah. And, of course, I didn't have Miss Hadley. She was, I believe, a home ec teacher,
mm-hmm.
as I recall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know about her.
But I can't remember. Well, the librarian was James Steele.
What did you think about Mr. Steele? Or what do you remember about
him? I don't really remember a whole lot about him. I didn't have a class under him. He just the librarian, and
mm-hmm.
He kept study hall some, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. But I never had a class under him.
Uh-huh.
He was a fine gentleman.
Yeah.
Still is.
Did you play any sports or anything?
No, I didn't play any sports.
Okay. Did you, what were some things I know that, like I talked to, like Ursula Davidson and people like that,
Ursula.
Said that,
mm-hmm.
was she in your class?
She was in my class, yeah.
That there were clubs and kind of things that y'all could do after school or activities that y'all did? Were you involved in any of those?
No, I wasn't involved in any of those, as I recall.
Okay. Just
checking to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ursula was, she was in my class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I just remembered that.
Yeah. I've got a picture in there of the alumni luncheon in 1990, and one of the girls that was there, she took, they took a picture of our class, the ones that attended,
mm-hmm.
and Ursula was there, and of course I was there. They were 6, 7 there, and two of those have already passed on since that time.
Well, there's not many of y'all left.
No, a whole lot. I just don't know how many is left, but there's quite a number is
mm-hmm.
dead.
Yeah, that's why we're trying to get,
mm-hmm.
you know, talk to a lot of people this summer so we can get down to things that they remember.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you ever, since you didn't live at the settlement squad, all the people that lived there usually had a job. Did you ever work there?
No, I never did.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Never did.
Let's see. What do you remember about just the campus itself, maybe, like the buildings that you went in on campus for the manual training and places like that? I don't know if they were all together, maybe some of them were.
No, the manual training shop was where the present library is now. It was just below it,
mm-hmm.
just under it.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we walked from the old building, from the high school building over there. And back. Now the grade school was where the library is now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Do you remember how were the, I guess maybe did campus look a lot different?
Look, yeah. Well, no, I really don't know where it worked too much different or not.
Mm-hmm.
They built better buildings, of course,
mm-hmm.
now. Than they had back in those times. But it hasn't changed a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Just some newer buildings about.
Okay. What were maybe some, do you remember some of the rules that y'all were expected to follow maybe as compared to things that people have to do now? Or?
No, I really couldn't.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't comment on that. I just don't know. I don't remember about the rules. They were strict enough.
Right. So I guess it was maybe more strict then.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Than they are today.
Were y'all, what was expected or how much did you feel was expected of you as far as like your classwork and things like that?
Well, they expect you to do your classwork and do the best you could. So we you know, we were all young at that time, really didn't hear a whole lot, I guess. So as you grow older, you know, you change and you realize where you might have done better than you really did.
Well, what did your education up there mean to you? I mean, how?
Well, it meant it meant quite a bit. Of course, from there, I went on to business college. And I stayed a year there, and I got through in 1941 at Ashlands, where I went to business college. I enjoyed being in Hyman. It's really, really nice and enjoyable.
What kind of impact, I guess, from you being... You've been in this area, I guess, pretty much your whole life.
All my life, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of impact do you think from knowing kids maybe that lived on, you know, that lived there and stayed there and that went to school with you, what kind of impact do you think the settlement had overall just on Hyman?
Well, I think it had a great impact on kids. There were so many of them from out in the county that couldn't ride the bus that came there, you know, and they always enjoyed it, as far as I know. Enjoyed being there. And it,
Do you remember anybody ever saying, I know that a lot of the teachers that y'all had came from the east, you know, from the nice schools, and would come and stay a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
What did people think about that? What's the?
Well, I think I never heard any comments, negative comments on it. They always enjoyed having those teachers from up east, those older teachers like Ms. Cobb, Ms. Standish.
Yeah.
They were fine people. I never heard any contradictory statements made about.
Yeah.
Don't remember any.
Okay. Yeah, I was just trying to get, that's what everybody said for that question, which that's what we're trying to find out, you know,
yeah.
what people thought about that.
Oh, they, I'm sure everybody enjoyed them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just been asking kind of, you know, general random questions about your time when you were in high school, but is maybe there anything that becomes your mind that I'm not asking you about, I guess, like maybe from your 2 years there or something that sticks out in your mind from being in school there that I haven't asked you about, or something that you think would be important that people would want to know from you that I haven't asked you about?
I can't think of anything that stands out in my mind that happened that they might want to know about.
Well, that's fine. I just like to, you
yeah,
know, ask
okay.
that. Sometimes people have something on their mind that I haven't asked them about. But yeah, that's good. I'll type this off quick.